Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy holidays coming up to the week of Christmas. And I am Jenny Hubby. It is Monday, December 18th, 2017. And Bruce is in absentia for the moment. We hope he'll join us. I think there's some technical difficulties there. So today on the Concierge Coaches Show, we have an international show, which is very exciting. So all the way from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, we have Sarah Ottoboni. And
hey.
Are you there, Sarah?
Yes. Awesome. Hello, Jenny.
Awesome. Welcome, Sarah. So excited to have you. And I want to share with the listeners a little bit about how I know you. And then I want to really have a discussion with you today. It's always a lively discussion with you. And so I want to have a discussion about what you'd like to share with us today about your specialty areas. And so first of all, I'll say that Sarah is Associate Certified Coach with ICF, the International Coach Federation. And so I know that we kind of shared that journey, and she worked really hard to get that certification, and she'll share more about that. And what I know about Sarah is that she's always up for a challenge. I would also describe Sarah as pragmatic and strong and very, very connected to who she is. And if Sarah has challenges that seem to be overwhelming at the time, which we all do. We all have things come at us that can be overwhelming. Sarah is very, very good at getting back to her core, to her authentic self, and figuring out where does she go from here. And she's had quite a few huge challenges in her life. Some she asked for and some she didn't. So we'll hear more about that.
Here, hello.
Here he is. Hey, Bruce. Welcome.
Sorry about that. Man.
Wow. Was the traffic bad?
I had to log into Skype and do this whole, I guess I did an update on my app and had to log in again and all this verification. So sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Skype is challenging with Apple. So I never know if I'm really going to get in or not. So I was just introducing Sarah. And so what I'd like to do is kind of turn it over to Sarah to introduce a little bit about your specialty, and then Bruce, take it away, and we're just going to have a good time talking.
Sounds good.
So thank you, Jenny, for your kind words. You are always so sweet. So as you said, I'm a certified coach, and my specialty is based more on working with women who are relocated abroad because of a husband job. So most of the time, women have to leave the country, and they don't have permit work, so they have to reinvent themselves. And so in that moment, I help the women, find a solution, especially on the professional career. So why this niche? Because I was one of them. Okay, I left 2 years ago Montreal, and I went to United States, and in that moment, I have to figure out a solution for myself. And the coaches saved my life because I took the time to sit down and, really thinking about what is my purpose in life and what I want to, use my skills. And I say, okay, now, thanks to the coaching, I figured out that. And now I want to help other women as myself abroad to figure out their solution for their professional career. So this is what I love to do during my day and using the coaching skills.
Excellent, excellent. So tell us about your most, is there a particular type of client that you get? Are they expat spouses of folks who had to travel because of their partner's job, or what is your most common occurring circumstance?
Yes, most of it, my avatar, my ideal client, it's a young woman who is well educated, so have diplomas and certifications, and they just left the job because they have to move. So they are very intelligent. They want to, maybe build a business, but they don't know how to build a business, or they want, really rethink their life. And they have the energy, they have the time, and they have the money to, rebuild something, but they don't know how. So this is my ideal client.
Okay. So I notice that you have kind of three different service lines, one-to-one coaching, a portable career option, and a student abroad option. Now, are all these folks traveling, could it be anywhere, or is it just Western Europe? Or what is, if you can, kind of talk about the geographic significance, if any, and then maybe talk about those different service lines.
Yeah, it's difficult too, because my client is from everywhere. They are everywhere in the world. So right now I work more with European women and North American women, and they are abroad. So I have a client in South Africa, Dubai, India. So they are more European or Occidental women, but where they are around the world. So thanks to the internet and Zoom or Skype, I can coach them through the internet. So for me, my office is not my office in Montreal, but it's the world. So
interesting.
Your office is the world. That's great.
So you're in Montreal, Quebec. That's where you're based. Physically, anyway?
Physically, yes.
Okay.
And so you might notice a bit of an Italian accent, Bruce. So,
I know, right?
I know. So when I met Sarah in coach training, we went through coach training together. She had just moved to the United States from Montreal. And then Sarah, from Montreal, you actually came from Italy. You're a native of Italy, correct? Born and raised. And then you relocated to go to college in Montreal and then built a life and a career there.
It's true. Yes. My family is still in Italy. And I came here for my master's degree at the University of Montreal. It's a French university. So I speak Italian, French, and English. So, and for this reason, I'm able, to support people around the world because of my three languages and my experience. So I'm a little bit international too.
Well, it's interesting. I love how you say that your office is the world, because, we really, when we train coaches to launch, we talk about niche. And when we think about niche, we think about going small, kind of narrowing. You've actually broadened your niche in the sense of the geography, the logistics, but you've narrowly defined the type of person.
Yeah, it's true. At the beginning, I was very territorial, in the sense very locally. It's normal, I think, because we try to, you know, find clients around us, around our house or office. But I think it's normal, but it's the cost of this approach, we miss opportunity. You know, and we can help probably other clients around the world, but if we focus our attention just around our office, we miss opportunities. So really, you know, to thinking about to be more worldwide than territorial and very local. I took time to figure out that it was not. It was not just at the beginning of my journey. Maybe I changed this approach after 1 year in my business. But what I want to suggest really to, you know, to not lose the opportunity offered by the internet and social media too. So most of the time people say, you know, Sarah, you are too young. I'm too old for that, you know. Internet is not my stuff, or maybe I'm not good at the technology. So my answer to this kind of coaches is, you know, you decide to, you know, learn new skills. So why not you cannot learn more about internet or the technology? You know, you did a great, great step at the beginning when you, you know, you decide to take a class, a training, on coaching training. Why not to take care about, you know, little bit about the technology and the internet too? So we have... Everyone has the possibility, you know, to develop the business online and reach more people. So everybody can do it.
Absolutely. I was going to ask, you know, for everybody and taking that fresh new approach, I noticed you had one of your articles talked about adopting a millennial mindset. And tell us about that, because we have a lot of millennials, and they're big fans of the show, and there's a segment of both of our respective practices that deals with emerging adults and whatnot. So yeah, it's just the mindset. What tell our listeners about that post.
Yeah, for me it's very important the millennial mindset, because for me it's not just connect really to a generation. It's just a mindset, so everybody can really connect with this mentality mindset. So if we have to learn something or be more portable or be more, more connected on the internet or social media, and change our approach as a businesswoman or a businessman, we can learn and adapt ourselves to this millennial mindset. It's not just say I'm old, so I'm not able to figure out a solution, or I'm not able to really integrate the new society because it's too far from my mindset. No, everybody can change, and everybody has the possibility to integrate the new generation mindset. It's just to take, you know, pause, put in standby, do some research, learning a little bit, everything is figurable.
So you're asking your clients to be kind of mindful, but also open-minded and being willing to, to look at other approaches.
Yeah, it's essential, especially when you are abroad and you have to face new challenges, a new culture. If you don't have this flexibility in your brain, it's tough. it could be very tough to, you know, overcome the challenges. So be open-minded, have, you know, a resilience. So try to really have a positive approach in front of difficulties is the key when you have, you know, really to overcome challenges. It could be for a woman in, you know, in Dubai, or maybe a student in United States from, I don't know, maybe he's came from, you know, maybe India, and or maybe a coach who has to build a business or develop a business. So this millennial mindset, open-minded mindset, it's for everyone. It's not just for a unique category.
Right, right. Another thing that I like, tell our listeners about the portable career program that you have. Wow, I mean, it has those, you know, 10 modules with has individual and online support, and kind of walk through maybe a case or two where you helped somebody, the expat, what have you, you know, survive and actually develop a portable career abroad.
Yeah, it's for me, it's the solution for women who live abroad. Because most of the time they don't have support, or they don't have a work permit, so they don't have the possibility to do something locally. So the internet in that moment is a huge opportunity for them. So I said it was for me too at the moment I was in United States. So. For this reason, I built 10 modules where I help women to figure out in the first 3 modules what they want to do in life. And the last part is more practicality. So how build an online business, so how to build the online presence. So, but the most important things for me are the free module, because I use the coaching skills and I help the women to figure out what she wants to do. And for example, I had a client in India. She's American, and she speaks 3 languages. Too. And so she wanted to build a business online as a translator. But for her, she didn't have really idea how to build a business, but she was not sure if the translator was the great portable career for her. So we took the time and we analyzed her skills, her talents and passion, and she confirmed, her conclusion was, okay, I love to do translation, so it's for me, I'm sure about that. So at the end, she built her own business, and now she works with Switzerland companies and Germany companies and American companies. So we really try to be sure, you know, at the beginning, if it's your right business for you, it's really what you like to do, what you love to do in your life. So when she was sure about that, we put our attention more on the business side. So we did a, you know, action plan, the business coaching, the business strategies. That's it. So this is an example of my client. So
it seems like, Sarah, that with the expat spouses, that building their own business, especially using the internet, using digital marketing and social media, that's a great opportunity. And so how often do you do that with your clients that are the spouses?
But each time a client decides to take the to take a package. I do every time because I really believe the portable career is the solution for my niche. So I have
good point.
Yeah, it's the really, the really, really solution. And because you are not under the law, you are not, you know, you can do your own business online. So you don't have to ask to anybody about, you know, a work permit. Okay, so you are very flexible about that. So for me, I tested different things before, you know, built my own business coaching, I noticed the internet, the online, the portable career is the solution. And you can do you can put your effort, you know, you don't have an investment at the beginning because you need just a connection, an internet connection and a computer. But everyone right now, we have this kind of service. So you don't have to pay more or put some money on a business. It's just your knowledge and your skills, your ability to sell yourself, to sell your service. And if you need something, you have the possibility to, you know, have a lot of information for free online. And so if you have some questions, probably 90% you can find a solution online.
And so this is what you did with your coaching business. So you, if I understand what you're saying, is you checked into coaching when your husband accepted a contract position here in the United States, and then you were curious, you checked into coaching because you needed something to do. You left a vibrant career in Montreal and you're like, oh, I think I'll check into coaching. And so you did, and you, what's really cool is you found that as a vehicle to rebuild your career or to build a new career for yourself. And so now, because you did that, you walked in those shoes, you can help others with that as well.
Yeah, it's I think not everybody has the is not the niche of your home in the sense. I'm lucky because I passed through this this process, and I felt the, you know, the suffering when you cannot figure out what you want to do in life because you cannot do it because you're not allowed to work. So I know what you're feeling, you know, I know what's happened. So, and I find out a solution and I tested it works. So why not to reuse the same method to help other women to do the same in their industry?
And that's where the millennial mindset comes in, because you really tried a bunch of new things. And like you said, you tested it out. So now you're like, hey, I know it works and I can help you make it work for you.
I completely agree. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think especially when you start your business, you don't want to make a mistake. Okay, because it's not allowed, but I have to thank every mistakes I made because I learned something on that. And every time when I discuss with my clients or other coaches, every time I say, okay, it's normal, it's a process, it's just a learning process, and I learned something during my mistake, okay? So, I was able to create this program and this module because I made mistake before.
So what would you say are some of the mistakes that you made that maybe you could share with our listeners that are in business, looking at going into business, whether it's coaching, whether it's other businesses?
The first one in general, so for everyone, it's, you know, to be very specific in the sense that take the time to figure out what is your niche. At the beginning, when I finished my training, my coaching training, my mission was I love coaching women who want to change their life, but they don't know how. And it's a great statement, okay? It's very clear, it's understandable for everyone, but it's too general. And when I tried to sell my service with this statement, the message didn't work. Mm. And really, I had some difficulties. So I say, okay, I'm too general. So my recommendation is really take the time to figure out your niche and be specific. Don't be afraid to say, I know I lose clients. Because what I noticed, if I'm talking to everybody, I'm talking to nobody.
Oh, that's powerful. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I try to always be very, very general, but at the end, nobody listened to me. So now I'm very specific because it's they are women abroad. They are relocated abroad. So it's a very tiny niche, I know. But when I discuss a promote my service or I want to give some tips, okay, or suggestions, I'm very, very direct to the point and direct to a niche. So, and this is for my, it could be a suggestion for, you know, for coaching business, but could be for the translator too, or maybe, you know, for everyone, okay, as or maybe for, you know, a dentist too. You know, it's not just for one only industry. It's a normal mistake, but please go deeper and really be specific and be clear on your niche and your ideal client.
Very, very good. If I'm talking to everybody, I'm talking to nobody.
I love that.
That's a, well, I'm sitting there writing that down as hard as I can. I think that's
really, I know. Cool. That's, you know, great.
I work a lot in the financial services realm, you know, Deutsche Bank, Bank Suisse. I would say that there may be some men who are their wife is working over there. Or here, you know what I mean? Have you had any male clients at all, or has it just been the ladies' clients?
No, it's my passion is for the lady, but I'm coaching men too. But for my mission, my statement, I focus on my message is direct to women, but I coach men too. I have right now a man, so yeah, it's I'm open to everybody, but for my business, I have to be clear, and so it's direct to women. My message.
Why do you think? You know, I know you're a woman, and you lived it. What? Why do you think your passion is for the women? Other, is it just primarily because that's the path you took and who you are, of course, or is there, I don't know how to say this, like a knuckle dragging text and self stop, but are there other factors that led to this passion for women? Yeah.
It's a great, great question. Because I felt, I know what's happened in the women's minds. And but I can coach men, and because I saw my husband, okay? But it's more, I saw what's happened in our couple. I saw what's happened in his career and his challenges too. So, but for me, I really connect more with women because I really felt in that moment the frustration and the challenges, you know. So that's it.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, it's, no, it's, that's very understandable. And sometimes, you know, I'm just kind of interested to see if it's a reflexive argument. In other words, the male clients still have to deal with the same issues. You know what I mean? At least on paper they do, if they can't work and they need to be creative and find some sort of an income stream and utilizing social media and the internet, and et cetera, to carve out their own niche. Oh, another question I was going to ask you. On the business side, do you have any assessment tools that you use in particular to help your clients arrive at what their niche is, or is that more of a free form one-on-one discussion you're having with your client?
It's a one-to-one discussion. I because most of the time they want to figure out, they want to re-elaborate their skills. They already know the skills. They are stuck because of the situation, not because of the doubt or fear, or it's just to reread together their resume and, you know, find out what they love to use more in the, you know, the new chapter. And so, yeah, it's more one-to-one.
I like that because, you know, on kind of domestic coaching, if you will, right, we're
dealing... I didn't know we were doing domestic coaching, but we are.
Right
I love it.
Anyway,
I'm a domestic coach.
Whatever, you know, in the United States sense. Anyway, that got me all messed up, man. I had a profound question for you, and then I just now lost it in that domestic thing. But it was kind of about men. But anyway, I'll get back to it. I just, you know, I think that. I just love how clear and cogent you are about, nope, this is my passion. This is what I do. This is how I do it. These are my service lines. And it's really good. It's clean and tight. It's pretty specific, you know, and I like that. And you're sticking, as we would say here, you're sticking to your guns, you know, you're keeping that focus. And I think that's really good for you because you're not having to put on all these different hats. You know what I mean? Like some people are. So I applaud that. And that's really great that you're able to do that and make it work. So
Thank you.
Yeah. We had a guest on here last year, and her coaching practice is specifically helping ladies pack healthy lunches for their children in a 10-mile radius. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know, man.
That's specific.
Well, it's in Beverly Hills, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm like, holy cow, man. I mean, what a country. You know, this person was able to sustain and maintain their lifestyle on something that specific. But anyway, but I really like what you have here. It's very appealing. And folks, and then, you know, I'm going to put your website on our show summary, but your website is just fantastic at this. Well, I'm not going to say it's at audiboni.com, but yeah, very, you know, very nice website, very, very clean.
Thank you, because I made it. So yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate.
even more props to you to have done that on your own. It didn't feel very templatey. It just has a really good solid feel to it, and it's also kind of homey with the blog posts as well. But it's also very professional. It's not too homey. But I got some endorsements there, and all your ACC and all your good stuff on the bottom. So man, you did your homework diligence. You get a definite A+ from me on the website. I'm kind of a
thank you. I really appreciate.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's clean.
Yeah, it's so clean. The good colors and everything is as well. And then it just helps. It helps to have that eye appeal, and a sense of warmth as people go to your site and get acquainted with who you are. And you can kind of feel who you are through the website, minus our discussion here today. So yeah, good job there. It's a pleasure reading it.
Thank you.
You know, when we train, when I provide the training for the coaches, for the Coach Institute, the Divine Intelligence Institute, the marketing training, you know, we talk about how important it is to be specific. And I agree with Bruce. I mean, it takes a lot of courage, Sarah, to be as specific as you are. And what that means is you are the expert, because I mentioned it before, you've been through it. And that's one of the things we teach in marketing training, is that there are three things that people need to know about us when we're marketing ourselves as coaches, or probably any business, is do we understand their problem? Do they know if we exist as a coach? And the second is, do we understand the problem that they're having or the challenge they have? And the third is, can we help them with that challenge? And so you answer all of those by being so specific and having that courage to speak out about your niche and what you're passionate about. And I love watching your journey in this, because, you know, you and I talked about it a lot for a long time about our niche. Really, really cool.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, when you have to, you know, say, okay, I have to be specific, because if not, it's impossible. And I was afraid. It took time. You know, it's not just overnight. I think I spent 1 year to work on that and thinking about and accept my idea too, because it was clear. You know, I remember the first time I thought about expat. Okay, so I was in Dallas. Okay, but my fear, my doubt, say, no, Sarah, don't focus on that. Stay more general. So working on my limited beliefs and accept my niche. And when I accept that, and yes, it's specific, but it's my niche. It's Sarah Tobani niche. And when I accept that, everything arrived, you know, arrived with the publication on magazines and the interview on TV, radio. So most of the time we are afraid, but we have to really, really deal with that and say, I'm comfortable and I just try. And I will see what's happened. And where I am now is that I'm very satisfied. I'm very happy of my service. And it's most above all, it's work with my ideal clients. So it's great. So not be afraid to be too specific.
Mm. That's awesome. And another thing I notice about your clients, the way you answered one of Bruce's questions, is that your clients, they don't really necessarily, they don't come to you with a history of self-doubt or limiting beliefs. They're most likely, like you, very driven, very independent, very successful. But now they're thrown into a new environment. Everything is new for them. They know, they may know more than maybe most people what they want or what they're good at, but now they're swimming in a new sea and they don't know how to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, they need just a new key of interpretation in the sense.
And that's the millennial mindset, kind of.
Yeah. Because we are stable, we are grounded. Okay, it's not, we are comfortable about our competencies. It's just to read the situation in another perspective. Okay, mm-hmm. Most of the time I say, imagine to be in your own room. Okay, every time we walk on our room through the door. Okay, so we just see the room as usual. So we see the bed, we see, you know, the clothes, you know, we see everything as usual.
Same what perspective.
What I do is just to bring the client and see what's happened if you see your room through the window.
Mm.
So it's the same room, but you change the perspective. It's
right.
Just that what I do with my clients, because they have the skills, they have the talent, they have the professional background and experience. So they just want to reevaluate their life based on the new situation. So, and I love put there in front of the window and, you know, see your room right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love it.
I want to see my room right now.
Which room, Bruce? Are you in Beverly Hills or are you in South Lake?
So yeah, I might be going to Zurich here in a few weeks, and I'm kind of half scared. So
you're non-domestic.
I might be reaching out to you, like, man, what do I do once I get off the plane? get some food, I think. Well, great. Yeah, I think that's really good and very clear. And you know, we've had coaches on the past, or I've talked to other coaches that were I'm a dog walker, eyelash threader, personal coach. I mean, they're doing four or five different things. And it's just like, man, you know, it's hard to establish and or maintain any kind of credibility, you know, when you're just, you know, doing, like you said, doing too much. So, that portable career thing, man, that's got me going. I'm about ready to fire up another portable career here, but, I can do that from here, right here.
So cool.
Yeah, it is. Cause it's very, look, I know it's, you know, you can't work. You're kind of, you're bound. I made the mistake actually in Canada, here recently. I actually went through the customs line and I was there for work, but not like what the Canadian mm-hmm. police, the RCMP marched me back to the room. It's like, no, man, I'm not, how much money are you going to make? And all these, you know, you got to pay these taxes. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, boy, that fixed me right there. But I can just see how restrictive that might be if you're the spouse
yeah.
And you're relegated to that one person's income, and it's a very difficult thing. It's a very difficult thing, and I know with Brexit, I'm dealing with people that, you know, with this whole Brexit thing, and that's an interesting challenge on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And having that program and having that ability to do something, it's interesting because it's almost a forced play. I'm putting myself in the person's position. Like if I'm overseas, if you will, I am literally forced to become the best me I can be and somehow monetize that. Like I don't have the luxury of like, oh, well, I'll hang out a shingle, or, oh, well, I'll just go down to the courthouse and get a doing mm-hmm. business with that and start selling candles or whatever. You know, it is interesting and that you're able to use that to the person's betterment. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great point, because you cannot close your eyes, say, I don't want to see. It's just in front of you every day, every morning, every afternoon. And you have to take care about that. So for me, it was challenging. And at the beginning, I was not happy. My enemy was American government because he doesn't give me a visa. But now I have to thank you, the American government, because he helped me really to figure out a solution by myself. And without them, probably I will be not in the same position right now. So you have to face it and find the solution. So,
wow, that's a cool perspective right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the American government was a Catholic. No, you're a survivor, and you had to make some adjustments and be resilient yourself and be nimble yourself and kind of pivot yourself and all these things. And how wonderful that is that you're able to share that. So I know we only have about 5 minutes left. So, Sarah, if you would, just tell our listeners how they can reach you and the best ways to reach you, and go from there.
Yeah, they can reach me at hello@sarahtobani.com or visit my website, sarahtobani.com. And if someone wants, to figure out a little bit more about how starting out an online business, and which kind of area you have to, put your attention, I have a free guide on my freebie section. So it's free, so they can download and have more information about, build your own presence online. And it could be for coaches or entrepreneur or startup or, solopreneur too in each industry. It's not just specific for the ecstatic. So,
good. Yes, lots of free stuff, and that's good to generate interest. And I think you're just awesome. I really like what you're doing, and the way you've packaged it, and it's very nice service lines and real clean, and like you said, there's no borders. You don't have those borders that maybe some of the more traditional coaching or domestic, but yeah, you don't have those kind of borders that some other folks have. So that's just it's just awesome. So I know I'm very enlightening for me to read it, and I'm sure others will feel the same way. And you do, folks. She does hold all the requisite qualifications and certifications to do what she's doing. So, you're absolutely well trained, and it shows with what you're saying and your presence online. So, man, just thanks for coming on our show today, and it's just been a real pleasure to get to meet you and know you. I might just pay you some money so you can give me these analogies, like talking to everybody and nobody, and sitting in the flow. There, man, like kung fu or something. But no,
I'm quoting Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. No.
Thank you so much, Bruce and Jenny. I really, really appreciate it. And happy holidays to everyone.
And to you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, that was another fantastic show here today on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Be with us next week. Are we going to be here next week? Yes, we're going to be here next week. I think we're going to be here next week. Doing my math, we're getting close to Christmas. Christmas is on a Monday. We may have a rerun, folks, but... we will be there right after that on the next week. So New Year's Day, I believe. So we'll just have to see. But anyway, we are going to be here nonetheless here. So come by and see us on our social media page on Facebook, Concierge Coaches Show. And I'm reachable at conciergecoach.net, and Twitter on Cameron Coaches. And Jenny, what is your?
Mine is jhubconsulting.com, and that's jhubconsulting.com.
All righty then. Well, have a continue to have a wonderful holiday season wherever you're at, and come and visit with us next week here on LA Talk Radio, Concierge Coaches Show. Good afternoon, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.